The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A feature of the ongoing protests about the siting of centres to house those looking for international protection in Ireland are the placards, the painted slogans, and the social media posts which deliberately or otherwise misrepresent the facts of the actual situation. Well, one county council is tackling myths around immigration head on. In South Dublin, thousands of leaflets have been sent to homes to break down misinformation spread online about asylum seekers and to provide communities with the facts. Emma Tyrrell went to Talla to learn more about the initiative.
I think it was that passiveness that was frustrating people a bit, that nobody was trying to challenge and dispel the narrative that was out there at the time.
This fact and fiction campaign by South Dublin County Council came about on the back of meetings involving the Community Integration Forum. It found there was a vacuum of information when it came to immigration, allowing disinformation to spread online and then in the area.
I'm Simon Mons and I'm the CEO of South Dublin County Partnership. So we have a whole migration and integration section as part of the services that we deliver. Within this area there's 14 accommodation centres, so there's quite a large proportion of people who've come in through kind of Ukrainian or international protection as well. So I think we've over 4,000 international protection applicants in this area. This came about primarily because it was recognised that these conversations and these fictions, I suppose, were just in general day-to-day conversations that we were having. So with friends and with family members, with people we knew, and just statements were being thrown about as if they were factual, and that was the kind of correct information. And there was a piece around maybe winning that middle ground and ensuring that actually the right information was coming out, and that people who, when they heard the information, were kind of saying, well, why did I not know this beforehand?
55,000 leaflets have been sent to homes in Talla, Lucan and Clondalkin since April, dispelling seven myths that included statements like asylum seekers pose a threat to communities, people are never refused, and asylum seekers are unvetted.
There's a lot of vetting that goes through, you know, fingerprints, and actually the International Protection Office even just goes on further to even check like your social medias, your everything, to just check that, are you the person that you're saying you are? And if they see that you're not, absolutely they'll respond to you and be like, okay, we don't believe you're the person who you're saying you are. We need more evidence so that we see that you are the person that you're saying you are. And they can actually ask, okay, you stay in Talla or you stay in Dublin, what is there in Dublin that is significant that can make you actually approve that or make us believe that you've actually been staying in Dublin.
Sandra works for the South Dublin County Volunteer Centre, which helped bring about the campaign. She came here after fleeing Zimbabwe 2 years ago as an international protection applicant and has only just been granted permission to stay here.
And one thing that I like to say is that it's actually a process on its own. It's not as easy as it may be, or it's not like as easy that, okay, Sandra has just left Zimbabwe and coming here seeking international protection, then boom, now is allowed to stay in Ireland. But there are actually a lot of compliance, due diligence and processes that are actually run through by the International Protection Office for them to actually make a decision over who stays in the country and who doesn't. There are a lot of deportations, there are a lot of rejects, you know, but just at face value, one wouldn't understand the process that really happens behind that.
According to the leaflet, nearly 600 asylum seekers were refused refugee status in January, while 60% of applications were refused overall last year. The area is home to some of the biggest centres in the country housing asylum seekers, including the City West Transit Hub, Cruxling and the Red Cow.
Tricia Nolan, and I'm the manager of South Dublin County Volunteer Centre. We have been doing a particular piece of work in the volunteer centre where we realise we have all these people who come into our community who aren't allowed to work, and we're trying to do something meaningful with them every day. Give them something when they're sitting around in direct provision centres to get out and get involved in the community. So alongside this kind of none of them want to work fiction piece, there was also a bit where we were told people pose a threat to their community and they don't want to do anything in the community. Whereas we realised that 65% of people who were registering to volunteer in Dublin last year on the National Volunteering Database were actually not Irish. And that's a big number of people. So we started trying to build spaces where we could help people who were living direct provision volunteer.
How important is it to kind of address these myths, because they are just being spread online as fact?
Yeah, for me, one of the things that was kind of just, I think, you know, particularly frustrating was that people who were my friends were repeating some of the myths, or what would happen is they would sidle up to me and go, I know you work with refugees and asylum seekers. Look, I don't really have a problem with us doing our bit, but, you know, I just don't think it's right that they come here and get 250 euros a week. And I look at them and go, but they don't. Like, they get 38 euros a week while they're in direct provision. And again, people are going, but why does no one tell us that? You know, the same friends of mine were saying, I wish they'd go out and get a job. We need people to work. And I'm going, but they want to work. They're just not allowed to work. Our system doesn't allow them to work. So it was that those conversations happening all the time in my social circle that was kind of pushing me to make the point at the Community Integration Forum, we need to do something more.
Simon Mons says they quickly realised that the battle against incorrect information being shared on social media was not going to be won online.
I think the feeling was that you can go down a rabbit hole on social media in terms of, you know, just entering into an argument back and forth. And the fact and fiction leaflet is quite, it's quite cold in some way. You know, like, it's just saying, look, this is what people are saying that is the truth, and actually here is the actual facts in relation to this issue. And again, it's that thing of trying to win that middle ground. People maybe who were on social media maybe have heard things and feel that that is the actual reality or that is the truth, and it's maybe trying to dispel that that piece. And it was maybe just trying to own that space a bit, and I'm not sure that's always available on social media.
But is the campaign working and having an impact?
I don't know. I think South Dublin has had a smaller incidence of the types of protests we're seeing online than other counties. Do you know, considering we have some very big sites and stuff like that, I think it's been an interesting experience for me that I don't see the same level, I suppose, of protest in this county that I've seen elsewhere. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know.
And do you think the campaign could be helping that?
I actually don't know. I wouldn't want to claim it because, you know, the people have been in the accommodation for quite some time and stuff like that. But I would hope that the campaign would, I suppose, add to the amount of people who will challenge those who are protesting and stuff like that.
There's a lot of information that goes around that creates hate, you know. Absolutely, if someone would come to you and be like, oh, people who are under international protection, they stay for free, they get money, they don't have to go to work and stuff like that, you'll probably also be frustrated and be like, oh, but how come I have to wake up every day and go to work, you know, and people from other countries come here and then they get these benefits and all. But in actual fact, it's not true.
Alongside the leaflet is a charter created by independent councillor and former South Dublin Mayor Alan Edge. It promises to welcome refugees, support them in becoming members of the community, and vows to take a stand against false and misleading information.
Yeah, I think I'd love to see it rolled out. I think what I'd like to see is more communication generally, and not just communication in terms of arguing the toss with people who are putting out the disinformation, but just more communication about the work that's going on, about the work that people in international protection do and a contribution to our civic life. I'd love to see that coming from central government, but I'd love to see it replicated by other councils as well. And I've had great feedback. So I've had a number of people in touch, including one of my counterparts in Northern Ireland, saying this is great, we'd love to do this, and I said, yeah, go for it, do it.
80 community groups, including Tidy Towns committees and sports clubs, have so far signed up to the charter.
Personally, I feel the online battle is lost. Do you know, I just don't even engage in it now. Do you know, it's come off a lot of social media because there's no point in going there. So I just think we need to get to people where they're at. And I think this is, and like we keep saying, this is just the start. We have other ideas about community champions who might start kind of telling these stories also. And there's other things that we might want to do in the year to come. But at the moment, this is just the start of a wider conversation we need to have in our community in South Dublin around the benefits that refugees and asylum seekers and migrants bring to our community.
That report from Emma Tyrrell is kind of disheartening. The online battle is lost. according to that contributor.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.